ratings and reviews comes a beacon shining in the night, guiding you to the best tech news, reviews, and banter you can find on the internet. That light, the Cerebral Overload Podcast.
Good morning, everybody! Welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast. I am your host, as always, Ben, and with me, Ty and Andrew.
Hey, maple syrup!
That's so Canadian of you. Oh, I forgot about that.
Just represent, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. I'm glad to see that you're proud of your heritage now.
Well, my heritage is German, but I'm proud of the country I live in.
Yeah, same thing. German, Canadian.
So, Ty, I believe there's something you want to get out of the way before we get on to the big, humongous buttload of news.
Yes. Forever, everybody fights and argues about whether it's pronounced GIF or JIF. Now, let me get what you guys think. Is it GIF or is it JIF?
Personally, yeah. I say GIF. GIF? I pronounce it the way it's fucking written.
Okay.
Oh, I'm just going to screw the whole thing up. I just always call it a GIF file.
That works.
That works, too.
Okay. I don't call it GIF or JIF. Yeah.
Well, the creator of that certain GIF file was actually interviewed and was very upset by the fact that people are calling it a GIF or a JIF. He said there's just one word for it, and it's pronounced, drum roll please, JIF, like J-I-F.
Nope. Like the peanut butter.
Yes, it is a JIF file.
I'm still going to call it GIF.
That's fine, but Andrew is incorrect.
Nope.
Apparently Andrew is on the nope frenzy today.
Well, how about this? How about he comes to my house and tells me that so I can punch him directly in the throat and tell him he's wrong?
As long as you make a GIF of it.
Ty, remember, there's like 2 weeks until I come down there. You're getting fucking punched.
That's okay. I'm all right with that.
Yeah. What are we going to do when I come down there? You're not even close to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What'd you say, Ben?
We're going to make the popcorn. Making the popcorn.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to make popcorn shrimp and popcorn.
We're going to have a whole episode that we're just going to record in the Swedish Chef voice.
That would be
fun.
And if anybody can figure out what we're talking about, they're going to win something.
Yeah, that'll be the next. We'll give away a laptop for that one. Morgan, Morgan, Bobby, Morgan, Morgan, Morgan.
Be advised, even if you guess what we're talking about, you ain't getting it.
Nope.
Hey, you never specified it'd be a working current laptop.
That is true.
I have three broken old-ass ones here we can send them. Just with a picture of Ty's butt on it.
Yeah.
It's burned onto the screen for me. And you at it.
Oh my god, that reminds me of an ad that I seen on fucking Kijiji. I don't know if you guys have it down there.
The hell is Kijiji?
But up here it's like classified thing. It's like Craigslist almost.
Oh.
Oh yeah, I've looked at that before.
But they had an ad up for a free TV. Now, it was a free 52-inch flat screen.
Saw that on Reddit.
Yeah, it got put to Reddit. But essentially, it was this free TV, and it said you can have it, no problem.
Was that the one hanging on the wall?
Yeah, the one hanging on the wall that had the gay porn burned into it. Because the guy had gone on vacation for 2 weeks, and his roommate left it paused on gay porn for those 2 weeks. So the image was burned into the TV.
And the caption was, as long as you're okay with seeing... So if you don't mind a silhouette of a skinny white guy taking a load in the face from the biggest black penis in recorded history forever adorning your new TV, it's yours. It just cracks me up.
You know what, though?
It just made its rounds again the other day on Facebook again.
Did it?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I just saw it the other day on Facebook or Twitter or something.
Oh, man, it was so funny.
Well, what I think is funniest about that is that the guy says, okay, yeah, if you can deal with that, you can take it. There's ways to fix that. Like, there's some sort of magnet or – it's either a magnet or something you hook up to the TV that sends something through it that actually resets all of the liquid that's in it because it's an LCD.
Really?
Yeah, I was reading up about it. So pretty much if you're willing to spend that $150 to $200 for the device to fix it, then you just got yourself a big-ass TV for cheap.
Now you know, and knowing's half the battle.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe.
Oh, God.
That's awesome on so many levels.
Such a great start.
Yeah, but we don't have to get rid of that. I don't even expect to start
on topic anymore.
All right. So is anybody ready for the big news?
Big news? What big news?
Oh,
super excited.
Oh, we're the announcement of Nintendo going to E3 and announcing all this great stuff. Oh, never mind. That's great.
That's right. Two episodes in a row.
Sorry, Nintendo fans.
Boo.
Nintendo fans are like BlackBerry fans. They're out there. We're just not too sure about them.
Hey, now.
Horrible.
Shut up, maple syrup boy.
Hey, if you hate on maple syrup, you need to fucking leave right now.
Ooh.
Wow.
Easy.
Calm down there, killer.
I'll cut you.
Wow. Go snort some snow. It'll be okay.
Ty's already snorted all the snow.
What?
Sounds like it.
Okay, so on to massively huge black news. But it's black.
It is black, and it is huge compared to the old one. And it's going to be in everybody's living room here soon.
Although it kind of reminds me of the look of a PS3, I'm not going to lie.
I think that's my biggest disappointment about the new Xbox.
I think it looks like an old VCR.
I mean, they went from the like sort of squarish Xbox 360 to the nice flowing lines of the Xbox 360 Slim to a big ass brick.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what other way to describe it.
That's the perfect way to describe it.
I mean, it looks like my Comcast cable box.
I think that's what they're going for, is it for it to be like an entertainment center. So like it's supposed to replace a couple things and just be a giant box.
I already have one of those. But yeah, it's... I mean, I understand there's already places where you can use your 360 as your cable box.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can up here.
I didn't know you could in Canada, but I know there's a couple places. No, that wasn't said to be rude. That wasn't said to be rude. I seriously didn't know that... You guys were able to do that up there.
I don't believe you. I flat out don't believe you that you didn't mean for that to be.
For once, I'm not ripping on Canada, and, well, I'm still screwed as ripping on Canada.
Yeah. Oh, Canada.
Yes, that wasn't meant to be derogatory, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing I know, two or three cities in the United States that could do it.
But no, with a lot of our, we have, well, three main cable providers up here. With Bell, you can't because they're douchebags. TELUS, you can, but it's like satellite. And so it has to be hooked up. I think it gets hooked up. You still have to have the stupid little box for it. And then there's Rogers, which is our cable, biggest cable provider, not satellite. And it just goes over the internet. Huh. But that doesn't allow you to watch live TV, that just lets you do on-demand for the Rogers.
See, I was thinking, I could be wrong, but I was thinking in the United States we can actually do live TV in those couple cities.
With TELUS, you can.
Okay. So then I may be right.
The one thing that pisses me off, I think, the most about this new Xbox is the name.
The One.
Yeah.
Like Infinity. So many people were on board with 720.
720 would have been cool, Infinity would have been cool, but One? I think it sounds
stupid. The fucking Xbox big black box of death would have been cooler than Xbox One.
That was already taken, that's the title of a porn.
The Xbox BBOD is what it would have been called. BBOD. But, like,
they're going to call it the Xbox One, so what are they going to do, call the next one the Xbox Two? Because then all we're doing is following the footsteps of PlayStation, like, what the shit?
Well, I know the name suggests like a reboot, like they're doing a fresh start.
A reboot.
I also don't like the controller.
What? Yeah, I didn't like it either. I'm not even going to lie. I was trying to get an argument going, but it looks like the original controller, and I don't like that.
I love the original controllers, but it looks like it's lacking the as much of the flow.
Huh. Well, the joysticks, or the actual thumbsticks, they have sensors in them, so they vibrate independently now also.
So I'll have to give that to his wife.
So, like, if you're getting shot from the right, your right stick will vibrate. And if you're getting shot from the left, your left stick will vibrate. Or, like, if an explosion is to your left, it'll do the left stick only. Or, like, if you're getting annihilated, both sticks will just explode into your fingers.
I think I found our theme music for this week's episode.
Yeah?
The One by Elton John.
Now, with the Xbox, like, the one thing that, I don't know, it's, I don't like the fact that rumors, I don't know if it's rumors or if it's true, like, because I don't think they really, you know, slam down the for sure thing about this, but with putting in the discs, like, I borrow discs from my, like, games from my friends all the time.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck them out of being able to play a game. Like, from what I'm hearing is that once you put the disc in, like, you put the disc in your console, it automatically installs, which I think is kind of cool because it cuts down on load times. Automatically installs, but then your friend can't play it.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
I don't really understand that. Like, when you give the game back to your friend and they put it back in their console, can they play it again? Or does it nullify them from playing that specific disc?
I think if it's been played, the way I'm understanding it is if they've played it once already, it's going to be in their system saying it's been played already. You're going to have to pay to play it.
But that's not what I understood, because the way I understood it is that it'll be one disc, one user. So, like, once another person puts it in the console, it removes the licensing from the previous console and puts it on that one, and vice versa. Like, it'll switch between consoles. Because if they honestly go the route of EA with this, with having to have that stupid pass and Origins and all that
horrible
garbage, I will honestly take a shotgun. I will go down to wherever the hell I need to, especially if it has to be to see Cliff Bleszinski, because I hate him. I will shoot him first just to make an example.
As long as you make a GIF of it.
Yeah.
Ah! You mean a GIF, you pricks.
No, give him the gift of a GIF, if you catch my
drift. You're a poet and didn't even know it. He took the time to make rhyme.
But they didn't take the time to make this Xbox as good as it could have been.
You know what? That's the thing. They could have made this thing so state-of-the-art that it would fly the goddamn Starfleet. People would still be unhappy with it.
Well, that's completely true. I mean, like, I'm not unhappy with a lot of the things. There's a couple of small things that I think they could have changed. Like, the way it looks. Overall, I think it's going to be a monster.
Well, the one thing that I would have liked to have seen was at least, like, I understand 500 gig hard drive, that seems like a lot.
No, it's not.
But if it, to most, shut your mouth, Ben. Let me finish. But if you're installing all of the, like, all of your games and everything, plus you have the updates, your, any DLC, demos, videos, any of that shit, all the apps, they should have at least shipped with a one terabyte.
I agree. I mean, maybe they'll probably come out with an upgraded version a little bit down the road that has a terabyte in it.
Or you're going to be able to use external hard drive to save movies or videos or stuff like that.
Yeah, I did read that they were able to do that.
Yeah, but then why would you want another box on your entertainment unit?
Well, actually, if you have a wireless hard drive like I do, you can actually use that, which...
Well, some of us aren't all fucking rich, right, Ty?
Hey. You know, it's okay.
There you go. You're keeping a Canadian down again.
fuck you. I am rich.
Did Obama send you one?
Obama? No. No Obama. Not today.
Oh, God. D-pad.
I was just looking at that word. But with the controller, it's about time they got an integrated battery.
Huh?
But what's the lifespan of this battery that's built in?
No clue. Don't care. I don't have to replace my batteries every time now.
Well, I already have a charge pack, so I don't have to do that anyways.
Well, I have rechargeable batteries, but it's just... the fact that, like, come on, Xbox. PlayStation's been doing it forever. 8 years, roughly.
Yeah, but the downside with the PlayStation is once the built-in battery life goes to shit, you've got to always have it plugged in.
Or just buy another controller for, like, $20.
Yeah, because we're all so rich around here, we can just go out and spend money on controllers.
I do have four. I don't know where they came from, but I have four of them.
Probably Obama controllers.
They're tracking everything you play and do.
It's all right. Just going on a genocide here in a little bit.
I like that they were smart, though, and they've built in the Wi-Fi and all that, like, right off the hop.
Wait, do you have a black one or a white one, Andrew?
I have two black ones.
Oh, okay. So you have the, you know, like, the upgraded one that had the Wi-Fi built in later on?
Well, I've got, like, the first generation Elite.
Okay.
That doesn't have Wi-Fi or anything. And then I've got a black Slim up in my living room that, yeah, has the Wi-Fi built in. But it's only got that one only had the 4 gig hard drive in it, so I put another external in there.
Such a mistake with the 4 gig hard drive.
I know! What the fuck was the point?
Worst idea ever.
That's what mine has.
Oh my god. I put one game on it, and it's like, oh, DLC can't fit.
Yep.
What? Like, what do you mean it can't fit?
Yeah, I had Modern Warfare 3 burned onto mine, because the disc was screwed up and that was the only way I could play it. And once you put that one game on there, tough shit, not doing anything
well,
else.
Me, first thing I did is I put Grand Theft Auto on, and that was before I had the disc, like the episodes from Liberty City, so I just had the downloaded version. Once I downloaded Ballad of Gay Tony, it was like, guess what? You can't do shit all.
Yeah, horrible. So the 500 gig hard drive being just base level makes me feel a little bit better. Even though the game's going to be bigger, I don't play that many games, so...
Well, yeah, the average person probably only plays one or two games at a time.
Yeah.
But if you're like some of these people that play four games in a night, like usually I'll do, I'll get bored of one game, switch out to another one. That's going to be annoying.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they'll make it so that the games aren't 50 gigs like a certain somebody was saying.
Well, I don't think the games are going to be installed for that much. Like, it'll probably be like the base game files just so it can cut down on load times.
I'd love to be able to install the whole game on there so it would load faster, so I don't have to worry about putting discs in all the time.
Well, you'll obviously still need discs to verify you still own the game.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of think maybe with this, installing it only on one console might eliminate that, so then you have all your games on demand.
I don't like it.
And all I know is in the end, I'm just going to have to buy two different copies of Grand Theft Auto V.
That's what's annoying. It's like, if you have two Xboxes in one house, does the game... Here's the real question. Does it stay with the Xbox, or does it log on to your gamer tag?
I would assume it would be gamer tag. That's what would make sense.
That's what would make sense, but they also made a 4-gig hard drive for an Xbox.
But no, the reason why I said two versions of Xbox, I mean of Grand Theft Auto V, is because of this processor, it's not going to be backwards compatible.
Is that anything like
a
processor?
So now I have to buy two.
That is the biggest thing that makes me mad.
Well, see, that does upset me, but then I think about it, I'm like, okay, well, everyone boasted about how the 360, when it first came out, was backwards compatible with the original Xbox.
Only some of the games.
Anything made after 2000. But still, how many people actually went out and bought the original Xbox games to play it?
I did.
I never even had an original Xbox.
But the games I bought didn't work, so I said fuck it anyway.
See, like, even though people want backwards compatibility, let's be honest. If you have the games already, you already have an Xbox.
What
if you want to play those games on Xbox, plug in your Xbox.
Well, that's
Don't
fine until your Xbox breaks, though.
Or you sell your Xboxes to get the new one.
Well, then that's your own problem.
Yeah, and then you're just being a retard. Why'd you keep the games? Why didn't you sell the games to get more money, you fucking idiot?
Well,
Because I want to keep playing my Black Ops 2.
Yeah, I don't want
to... Nobody wants to keep playing Black Ops 2.
I do. Fucking Canadian.
God.
Yes, you shut up. I did it again.
Yep, we're going to get mean here real quick.
Do you... totally off topic. Do you guys have tornadoes in Canada?
Yep.
Okay. I didn't know. I was curious.
We have earthquakes. We actually had an earthquake about a week ago.
Okay. I never thought about that before, but since you brought it up...
We do. They're not as common as they are like in the southern states, because we're not really that close to the equator, obviously, but we do have a few that touch down every now and then.
Okay.
Which,
for the most part, we just end up seeing the tail as it pulls out of the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah, like it comes with you don't walk around in just a t-shirt and jeans in Detroit. You have a bulletproof vest, a 9 underneath your hip, and a shotgun tucked into the left side.
That's like when I'm walking around, if you're ever walking around San Francisco, you don't get mad if you get fucking gang ass raped in an alley. You're like, well, I am in San Francisco.
As long as they throw pocket glitter on you afterwards, then it's fine. Because you're going to have a fabulous day.
And as long as when you're in Pittsburgh, you don't get surprised when you get attacked by a pack of otters.
No, the furries. We have the furry convention every year.
Ew, do you really? Yes.
Yeah, we have a furry convention every year in Pittsburgh.
Fuck.
Yeah, they have the furry convention at the Pittsburgh Convention Center every year.
Do you go to the furry convention every year?
I have never been.
He dresses up like a cat.
Meow.
Yes. I think I just pissed my cat off.
Ew, you have a cat?
Two of them.
Ew.
I'm allergic to them.
Kill it. Kill it with fire.
Okay, back to the Xbox.
Yeah.
So, I'm happy that it's also integrating Bluetooth.
Wait, what? Is it?
Well, it says it's going to allow Bluetooth-type communication. So, I would assume that there's Bluetooth in it.
I read that there was not Bluetooth.
Well, it needs to have Bluetooth. So, then you can use a Bluetooth headset instead of an Xbox-branded headset. Mm. That's the one thing that I liked about...
The PlayStation.
Even though I couldn't use the controller worth shit because my hands are ginormous.
Their controller is so small and dainty, I feel like I'm going to break it whenever I hold it.
Whose controller?
Exactly.
The PlayStation.
Oh.
It's horrible. Like, it's just a light little plasticky piece of garbage.
And it felt so frail, but yeah. You could use any Bluetooth headset you wanted.
Which was nice.
I'm like, my buddy, he has the Sony Xperia phone or whatever it is, the new
Gross.
One.
Gross.
I know. I already judge him. Don't worry.
Good.
But he has a PlayStation 4, which I think what explains it all. He's a Sony fanboy. He's got the Vita, Sony laptop, everything.
He's got a PlayStation 4?
It's PlayStation 3. Shut your mouth.
I was going to say.
But he can use stuff on his phone on his PlayStation. Like, he can control movies and stuff. Like, he's got a remote app and all that.
Well, that's how the new Xbox is.
Like you can do with 360 in your...
Well, yeah, but now you got to download Xbox Glass.
Smart Glass, yeah.
But it was already integrated to the phone.
Huh.
And you also have to be on Wi-Fi. You can't have it connected to your Xbox, to the directly Xbox. You go through your Wi-Fi onto the Xbox, or through your data to the Xbox.
Oh, I didn't have to do that. Mine was on my network, and I was just like, beep, 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 beep.
Well, yeah, like through the
Wi-Fi. Through your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, whatever. Shut up. It doesn't
like
have Bluetooth.
Andrew said...
No.
Through the Wi-Fi. It's no. Nope. It's not a direct connect.
Nope.
Why you gotta be such a hater, Ty?
Cause. Whore.
Shut up, Oprah.
How dare you?
Save me, Oprah Winfrey! Save me, Tom Cruise!
I'm in love and I don't care who knows it!
He's so stupid.
I refuse to watch any movies with him in it anymore. Fucking idiot.
He was so crazy.
Wait, who are we?
We're talking, about Tom Cruise.
I was talking about Will Ferrell in Talladega Nights.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about Tom Cruise in...
Wasn't it on Ellen?
Yeah.
He was on Oprah and like jumped up on the couch with Oprah and started shaking her hands and jumping up and down like a maniac.
I don't care what anybody says about Tom Cruise. Jack Reacher was a good movie.
It was good. It was funny. But it wasn't like a great movie. Like Bill. Fucking Bill. Said, it's one of the best movies I've seen in my life. One of the best movies of all time. I said, no.
Well, it's Bill and his opinion doesn't matter.
It doesn't. After
deeper.
He said he doesn't like Will Ferrell, I said, no, you're done.
Whoa! He doesn't like Will Ferrell.
Hates him.
Wow.
Yep. Couldn't believe it.
I hope Bill has a blood clot.
Oh.
Wow.
Easy.
That's harsh.
Yeah.
Well, not to kill him or anything, just to inconvenience him.
A broken foot is an inconvenience. A broken arm is an inconvenience.
A blood clot is deadly.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. No drip, no mess, no proof you killed your neighbors.
You're going to love my nuts.
Oh, I miss Billy Mays.
That wasn't Billy Mays.
I know, but it brought up Billy Mays in my head.
Oh, okay.
Billy Mays here with another fantastic product.
Oh.
I don't care if he was into Coke. He was a legend.
He's the one that got me into Coke.
Dude, he could have sold me fake gold and I'd have bought it.
Exactly. It's a hand motion.
Look, this fake gold we have. Take my money, Billy.
My dog just took a shit on the lawn and I'm going to sell it to you for $19.95. But wait! There's more!
Call now and you can also have my cat shit.
Separate postage and handling involved.
Yeah, I hated it. Just ship it together.
Like that guy now that sells the spray rubber? What the hell is it called?
Oh, fuck. I've even used it.
Spray rubber.
I know what you're talking about, though.
I need to get back in the times here. I'm way off on everything, apparently.
It's like rubber in a can, pretty much.
Yeah, because they spray the boat and it floats. They spray the truck and it floats.
Oh, they spray the screen door that's in the bottom of the boat and then it floats.
Yes.
It's
called Flex Seal?
That's it, yeah. That's the wannabe Billy Mays guy, and I don't like him.
I've bought in Flex Seal. I've used it, and it actually works really fucking well.
Maybe we can Flex Seal our Xbox One, make it waterproof.
You try that and see what happens.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
And then we'll see how much you have to pay to get a new one when that one overheats and explodes. And
hey,
what do you think?
$499.95 for an Xbox One. I guarantee you, I don't spray it with Flex Seal.
Yeah.
Now here's something with the Xbox One. I know you guys aren't very fond of the 8-core AMD processor.
I'm okay with it.
I don't know. I've had a bad history with AMD.
See, I don't use anything but AMD.
That's the way I used to be until I had a processor that I had bought directly from them.
Hey, Andrew, I got to stop you for a minute.
Yeah.
They're processors. They're not processors.
You know what? Go fuck yourself. I bought one directly from them.
What'd you buy?
And they pretty much said, nope, this isn't our issue. This was your problem. You didn't install it right. I'm like, are you fucking serious? It's not hard to install it. You match the part of the chip that has no pins in the corner with the part on the motherboard that has no corner. You drop it in, lock it in place, you should be good to go. I'm like, no, it was your problem. You installed it right, you broke pins. And so eventually, after a month and a half of yelling at them and buying a new motherboard, a new processor from Intel, everything worked fucking great. And months and months of arguing back and forth, I've got 50% of what I paid for back after me shipping it back to them and them realizing, oh, yeah, there is a voltage issue. So we're going to reimburse you half of what you paid. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Half? Go fuck yourself. Since then, I haven't touched AMD.
Yeah, see, I've never had a problem with them. And like I said, every computer I've owned is an AMD chip. In fact, my desktop that I still have that works, so I don't really use it ever anymore, but it's 8 years old. It's the original 64-bit AMD processor they put out for the public.
Wow.
It still works perfectly.
8 years old?
I'm guessing.
Jeez.
Although I do have to say, I do have to admit this, even though, like, after that whole fiasco, I was using Intel all the time. Now, thus being said that I will not purchase an AMD, and I do not like it, the desktop, however, that I am using right now that I got for free has an AMD chipset in it, but it keeps fucking up on me.
Aww.
Of course, now that if AMD does get this, it's going to be huge for them because they were just announced the other day they're now the fourth largest chip manufacturer.
Jeez.
They dropped from second to fourth.
Well, this will help them huge. And I'm not saying that in the past their products haven't been sold, but I think what's really left a bad taste in my mouth is just their customer service. I'm not smashing their chips at all. Like right now, I'm in my desktop here. Now, granted, this is like 5 years old. I'm running an AMD 64 dual core 2.3 gigahertz processor. It gets me what I need to do. It even actually plays Grand Theft Auto 4, but I've been having issues with overheating, which is why I have a giant fucking heatsink on it right now.
Processor?
Yes, the processor.
Do you have a problem up there with the AMDs you said?
Hi. Just remember, sir, I'm writing down everything that you piss me off with, and I'm going to hurt you very, very, very bad when I get down there. I'm just going to walk up, ring your doorbell, you're going to open the door, I'm just going to punch you.
As long as you write it down as processor. Don't put an E at the end of the O. So what is PlayStation's processor? What is that one? What's their processor? Is their processor the AMD or is their processor the Intel? Or did the processor a completely different company that makes processors?
Four or the three?
The four. Or do we not know which processor they have?
I believe the processor in the PS4.
Fuck you.
Processor, I believe... I thought they said they went with Intel for the processor.
You know what? You can process these nuts.
How about you process my foot up your ass?
How about you suck a dick?
Not with that attitude. Nope. They're using an AMD processor.
Really?
Or AMD Jaguar processor.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an AMD processor. Probably the same one that's in the, or a variant of the one that's in the Xbox One.
So Intel is really getting screwed out of this one.
Well, Intel is making a lot of chips for phones, though.
That's true.
But they do... Maybe Intel's making the processor for the Wii. So, you know, at least they have Nintendo.
That explains Nintendo's problems.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me find out what the... Nope! The Wii U is a... Fuck, it doesn't tell me. It just says... No, well, it's got an AMD GPU, so I'd assume it's an AMD... processor.
And they're still number four in the world for processors.
How? That's how crazy. Are they fucking number four?
Samsung, like, and all their phone processors they make. I mean, how many more smartphones are there on this planet right now than there are gaming systems?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And that's the main reason they've moved down to number four, is for the fact that there's so many cell phone processors. I forget who's number three now, but it goes Intel, Samsung, I forget who, and then... AMD.
So aside,
it's an IBM processor in the Wii U.
Ew.
Oh, it is an IBM? Well, isn't that AMD, though?
No.
Don't they own them?
No, I don't believe so.
Hmm.
In fact, that might be who's number three is IBM.
It's probably who it is.
Yeah, it's powered by the IBM PowerPC 7 Series Tri-Core Processor Espresso.
So aside from processors, let's move on to servers.
One of their biggest problems they've always had.
Yep. But now they're promising 300,000 servers for the Xbox One. They're also talking about multitasking. While you're playing a game, it's looking for your next game or something. While you're doing something else, it multitasking is their big thing that they're trying to push with this. Now, Andrew,
they need more servers. That's that's definite.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have much problems online with it, but a lot of people do.
I do every once in a while. You'll get that stupid whole.
What do you mean, you? You don't play online.
My son does. Yeah, my stepson does.
But you don't. So. Wait, your stepson? So you have Xbox Live at your house?
Yeah.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Did you not pay attention last? Did you not listen to last week's podcast?
Not fully.
Where I said I pay for Xbox Live for the kids and not for me, so they can have it.
I thought you meant your son. I forgot that you had the stepson. I forget about him. He's like a little redheaded stepchild.
Isn't that ironic? He actually is.
Why don't you ever use his live name?
Because I don't. When I had it, we refused to let them use mine. I won't use theirs.
Oh, but you pay for it. Be the dad. Play with me. I need somebody to play Black Ops with.
Well, I told you if you bought it for me, I'd play it.
Yeah, but you're way up in Canukeville.
Well, when I come down in 2 weeks, you can buy it for me.
Yeah, I don't got that kind of money, buddy.
Well, whose fault is that?
Obama.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
But no, seriously. Oh, look at this. Somebody just sent me a GIF. Why? Why? What? Ew! I don't like. They're not even. Oh, it's going in. I just realized that that's actually
real.
Yep, I thought that was a joke. That is not a joke. Nope. Look, she's twerking on it. Huh? Okay. So Canada.
Yo.
The big thing that they're also talking about with the Xbox is the Siri meets Google Now like voice commands, which it seems like you might have a problem with. If you're talking to it.
Why not? I'm sure that Samsung's got it figured out. You can do that with your Samsung phone and TV.
Well, we can, but I don't know if Canuck can. You know, he might have a problem. He'll say, you know, what about this thing? And it'll come up with a boat and something else.
I thought it was boots.
It is. It's actually a boat. It's...
That's fucked up.
Well, nine, you didn't. Oh, I wish our people could see this. But no, I think it'll be cool to... Like, they were talking about how you could say, Xbox, what's on HBO? And it would go, beep, 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 and then come up with HBO shows and stuff like that. Like, that'd be cool.
Well, let's be realistic. How many people are actually going to use that?
I'm going to use that shit every day. You know how hard it is to find the remote in my house?
I have yet to use Siri on my iPhone for something real.
I was going to say, I use it for fun, but that's it. Siri, I need to hide a body. What are you looking for? City dump? Garbage disposal? Like, all kinds of stuff like that. It's really cool.
Like, I've watched people use it and be like, Siri, wake me up at blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Your alarm is now set for blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Da-burt, 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 da. Especially, didn't Microsoft, like, buy Watson or something from Jeopardy? That really super smart computer that can beat anybody at Jeopardy?
Maybe. I don't know. Why wouldn't they just build their own?
I thought I heard they bought Watson. And if they use something like that for it, then I think it'll work great.
You know, the biggest thing that I'm wondering is, how much is it going to cost?
I'm just glad it finally has Blu-ray. Forget the cost.
Yeah. It's the one thing. It's probably going to end up coming out for... I would assume it's probably going to end up shipping out for like $500 on release.
You didn't hear this from me. $499.95.
But you just said it, so our listeners are going to hear it from you.
But you two didn't hear it from me.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
My inside sources... Tell me,
you don't have intelligence.
That's what my other personality tells me, at least.
Oh, okay.
Well, it is the most intelligent conversation you're going to have.
All right, so $499.95. That's settled. I'm not buying it.
That's what I'm going with.
All right.
I don't have $500 laying around to go buy an Xbox One.
No, not when my Xbox works perfectly fine. The only problem is, really? Are they going to come out with games for the 360 still?
Well, yeah, Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out for the 360.
All right, then I'm fine.
When's Grand Theft Auto 5 coming out?
September 17th.
I don't think you're going to see the Xbox One out till Christmas.
Are you thinking Christmas?
I do. I think it's going to be a holiday release.
Well, now that that's settled, Xbox One, I'll probably get it after a year or two, once the price comes down to about $300.
Well, not only that, I'm also going to wait till like the second generation comes out, because then all the little issues will be worked out of it.
Yeah. Hopefully I don't have to do Red Ring of Death again. It was a mess.
Oh, God. I had one die like that.
Did you?
Yeah, I sent it back. They paid to get it. They paid, or actually, they sent me a brand new one.
Wow.
So yeah, I got the E74 error, and that got fixed for me.
Shit. We had a guy by my house that would fix them for $20. But yeah, I ended up starting buying broken ones on Craigslist for like $50, fixed them for $20, and then selling them for $150.
Nice.
It was a good profit.
That's a nice little racket.
It was, actually. I got like 7 or 8 of them sold. A lot of fun.
Now, which would you guys rather do? Would you rather buy the physical disc, or would you rather be able to like just play it online with no disc at all?
With my current internet connection, I would say I don't mind downloading it.
You know what, that's perfect that you just said that, Andrew, because your internet connection just turned you into an 8-bit voice.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds real bad.
No, I honestly think it's the microphone that's doing that.
It sounded like a wonky internet connection.
Please excuse cerebral overload while they have technical difficulties. Hit it, fix it.
That's how we should
fix
end the show
what?
From now on.
Fix your microphone. Mac it or something.
There's nothing wrong.
You sound horrible.
How's that?
Nope.
But anyway, which would you rather do, Ty? Since we got Andrew's because of his internet connection, rather physical discs.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of factors that go into it, like the amount of space it would take up if I downloaded it. Are you just talking about streaming? Like, would I have to download the game from the internet or just stream it from the internet?
Streaming it from the internet.
I'd stream.
Oh, I would never stream it. I would only download it.
Yeah, I'd be okay with streaming. I don't really like the discs. If it's cheaper to stream it, stream it. If it's the same price as a disc, I'm taking a disc.
I'd rather have the disc, because if I want to sit here and play by myself, with myself, I don't want to have to be connected to the internet streaming a damn game. Or if I want to throw my Black Ops in there and play a little local match against the computer itself, I shouldn't need to be online to do that.
That's true. All right, so it's decided. Disc over internet.
For multiple different reasons.
Yeah. Andrew.
Ty.
You sound a little better.
And then the next thing. Do you think the cable or satellite providers are going to charge you more to be able to use your Xbox?
Yes.
Instead of your cable box?
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't think they should.
I don't think they should, but they're
going to. Because they're already charging me a rental fee to use this damn box.
Yeah. Well, they're going to get their money one way or another.
Yeah, it'll probably be if you don't have, like, if you replace your cable box with it, they'll probably turn around and say, well, if you're replacing your cable box, we're going to charge you the rental fee to use the service on your Xbox or PlayStation 4.
Exactly.
But you can't watch TV without a box either way, so.
For now.
I think they're going to eventually turn this cable TV into somewhat of like an internet thing. Like, you can see your live TV on the Xbox via Wi-Fi, eventually.
Well, you know what? I thought about this the other day. I don't know what made me think about this, but the cable coming in, the HD cable coming into your house,
mm-hmm,
comes on a coax cable that's 50-year-old technology.
Yeah.
Well over 50-year-old technology, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need a $90 HDMI cable to take that same signal to my TV to make an HD signal?
How much do you pay for HDMI cable?
Oh, I pay like $5.
Oh, I was going to say.
There's people out there that won't buy anything but monster cable that costs $90.
Oh, that's another thing I don't get.
It's exactly this. I've even read shit online that says there's no difference in the quality.
Well, no, even ex-employees of Monster have said, why are you buying this?
There is a slight quality difference if you go from like the 99-cent store cable to a Monster cable. But to notice the difference, you actually have to like hook computers and super sensors up to your TV screen to be able to notice it.
See, that's stupid.
The human eye can't notice the difference between the $5 cable I'm using and the $90 gold titanium plated HDMI cable. Oh, look at that. You can get a Wendy's Frosty in a cone now.
Really? Yeah.
That's kick ass.
All right. Well, I'm out of here, guys. You guys have fun.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
see ya.
Until Tuesday, everybody.
This now ends our broadcasting day.